I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Members of the Alabama House of Representatives are returning to Montgomery today for what the Speaker's office is calling a legislative workday, despite the legislative session having ended and lawmakers being unable to take any official action. Representatives plan to convene this morning at 10 a.m. The Budget Committee and several budget-related task forces plan to meet this afternoon. The 2015 legislative session ended last week. The Alabama Senate adjourned that session a day ahead of schedule after passing a general fund budget that was later vetoed by Governor Robert Bentley. House Speaker Mike Hubbard says lawmakers owe taxpayers another day of work, but House Minority Leader Craig Ford says it's a waste of taxpayer dollars to pay lawmakers to travel to Montgomery after the session has ended. Lawmakers are expected to reconvene for a special session to pass a general fund budget later this summer, likely in August. Alabama's ties to the Southeastern Conference will soon include politics. APR's Mackenzie Bates reports on a change in the presidential primaries.
Governor Robert Bentley is calling an audible in the game of presidential primaries. He is signing a bill to move up the state's voting date of the primary to March 1st, 2016. Alabama is joining Arkansas, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia to vote the first Tuesday in March. Mississippi could join what some are calling the SEC primaries. State lawmakers say it will help draw more presidential candidates to Alabama, along with the economic bump that comes with them. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle worked together on the issue, deciding it was a win-win for the Yellowhammer State. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Tuscaloosa.
Alabamians over the age of 50 can get training today on how to re-enter the workforce. AARP's Back to Work 50-plus program is working with Bevel State Community College in Walker County to offer classes. Residents interested in the program will attend an orientation meeting today to learn more about enrolling in job training classes. Rick Watson is the coordinator of the program. He says not only do they provide training courses, but also resume, interview, and online job application help.
Those are the things that this program offers. It offers support, it offers the coaching and access to these tools that help them locate these hot jobs, the jobs that are available in their area.
Watson says classes include nursing assistant certification, truck driver training, and computer familiarization. The meetings will be held at the Walker County Career Center in Jasper. And a coastal Alabama shipbuilding company is planning a christening ceremony for a Navy ship named after former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords. Austell officials say the USS Gabrielle Giffords will be christened at noon Saturday at the company's shipyard in Mobile. Now your forecast.
Highs top out in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. Partly cloudy, the chance for a few spotty showers and storms. Chance of rain today and tomorrow will be about 40%. We'll top out in the low 90s over the weekend. The heat really cranks up. The heat index this weekend tops out in the mid-90s to upper 90s. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.